This is a Broad Pods production.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, I'm Danny Riley.
And I'm Dan Riley, and together we run Manor Made.
In this podcast, we have decided that we wanted to dive a little bit deeper into some of the things that mean more to us that we weren't able to share within the web series. We've got a little bit more time up our sleeves. We're going to have some killer guests in throughout the series, some amazing experts, and really talk about what's important to us on the journey to build our dream home. For Dan and I, building a home that was as sustainable as possible was our number one priority. So in each episode, we will also highlight these features as a standalone topic. We know that the most important part of a house is when it actually becomes your home. So in each episode of the pod, Dan and I will be giving you a sneak peek into these intimate spaces that made our house a home for us.
Welcome to All Manner of Things, episode 5, and it's a big one. We're at lockup, your beauty, one of my favourite stages of a build. How you feeling, Danny? You pumped?
Oh, clearly not as pumped as you, but yes, I am pumped because lockup means exactly that. The house is locked up.
And we're going to get Eugene in from Element Windows later on to talk all things about windows.
Yes.
Now, guys, make sure you head over to the web series, check out this episode. It's a ripper. It's such a big content app, actually. We've got so much going on.
We do.
Because it is that time of the build where you can't change too much after this.
Yeah.
This is your last chance, guys.
Yeah.
Make sure you get through your build, your house, check everything, and get it right before you plaster.
Exactly. Once you plaster, it is very difficult and very costly to make changes for late decisions. Now, lockup is such a good time because it really does feel like you've made a lot of progress. I think for me, lockup and then once you get plaster on the wall, they are the really two big parts of the building process for me that I love the most because it feels like the most change has been made.
Oh, absolutely. And as a builder, we love lockup because it is a good stage payment as well. But also, we're out of the weather.
We are out of the weather.
No more weather's coming inside the home.
That's it.
It's amazing.
For us, where we were, it was a wet winter.
It was a wet winter. It was a cold winter.
Yeah. A windy winter.
Windy winter. So when you finally get all those doors in, when all the glazing's in, you're out of the weather.
I'm really excited to talk about the windows in particular today. So the frames that we went for and then the glazing. So the windows, that first quote, it was scary. It's a scary price because it's a big investment, but it's an essential investment. And I'm so proud of us for not stepping back on what we believe in and what we ultimately wanted to achieve and compromising on that.
You're 100% right. I'm gonna jump in because we'll get to Eugene later on. So I know you're passionate about windows,
but
we're still at the lockup stage. So as a builder, this is your last chance to walk around with the client just to tick off everything. Make sure all the noggins are in the walls. As a builder, make sure all of your mixer, all your tap heights, everything's correct.
Yeah.
Because once you plaster, you can't change. You can change it.
No.
It's going to cost you money.
No, don't encourage that.
Well, it's going to cost a lot. It's a lot cheaper to make changes now than after you plaster.
Neater.
Also, as a chippy / builder, you got to get your walls dead straight.
Yes.
This is when you've really got to put your time into the walls, buzz them down, because if there's one little bump in the wall, once you plaster and paint it, it's always there. It's going to bug you every day.
Oh, man, she's going to stand out for sure. And depending on what happens with your lighting,
and then
it could highlight that.
Highlight it even more.
Exactly.
It's a good point now. You know, you do get joiners to come out, COS Interiors. Mm-hmm. They came out to site at frame stage.
Yep.
Just to do a pre-measure of all the spaces where the joiner is going in.
Yep.
That way they can get it into CAD, get the drawings done.
They can order material.
Order material, because we know we're only going to be putting plaster on now, so we're only going to be losing 20 mil.
Yep.
Plus 5 mil either side. So, yeah, it's a big app.
And of course, Dan, one big contributing factor to getting to lock up is window installation and glazing installation as well, but definitely window installation. And we have another special guest here today. We have Eugene from Element Windows. So Element were the supplier and installer of our windows on the Blair Gowrie House project. And yeah, thank you so much for taking the time out today to come and have a chat with us.
Let's explain why we chose to go with Element Windows.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, they have an amazing product. Not only is obviously double glazing, mm-hmm. but the aluminium window is thermally broken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one thing that not a lot of people understand in Australia. Eugene, do you want to give us a description of what thermally broken frames are?
For sure. So thermally broken windows are an aluminium window. However, it has an insulation barrier inside the aluminium frame.
Mm-hmm.
It means that the inside and the outside of the window are not connected by aluminium. How that benefits is that it minimises the transfer of heat through the window.
So, Eugene, with thermally broken frames or windows, it's something that's the norm in Europe. And I think you actually told me there's two parts to a window, your double glazing or triple glazing, but it only works if you've got thermally broken frames.
Yeah, so they work together. What we try and do is get the window to be as energy efficient as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So having a thermally broken insulated window frame along with a double glazed unit that is also insulated with argon gas.
Yes.
So that also acts as an insulation layer. And combined together, you end up with a window that is energy efficient.
Just a hole in the wall.
Yeah, exactly right. And when you think of a house, often the weak point is the window. That's where people are losing energy from.
Mm.
So if you've got your heater on in winter and you don't have an energy efficient window, you will be losing a lot of that heat, running your heater for longer, higher bills, bigger impact on the environment.
Yeah.
And I think now I'm thinking back to our energy report, because we had so much glazing in the home, this is one of the reasons why we had to have thermally broken frames.
Well, originally I wanted louvers everywhere.
The energy guy said it's literally a hole in the wall, Danny.
He did say that. And the fact that we are so close to the ocean, we're on dirt roads. I mean, who's cleaning these louvers? Future Danny is saying to old Danny, who is actually cleaning these windows, you crazy person? So we re-specified after I kind of got over the fact that we weren't going to have louvers because one, we couldn't achieve our energy rating, and two, just dumb, we reverted to casements. And so we have a lot of casements in our home and a lot of large two-way sliding door panels. We have a couple of big oversized fixed pieces of glass. And then I think we've got the large sashless in the sunken lounge as well. So working with a supplier that could still achieve a minimal frame that was thermally broken, because that was really important to us, I think also a necessity in achieving our 6-star rating. I mean, it doesn't leave many options in the market. Really. And this was going to be the single biggest investment we made from a financial point on the home.
We had to get the right supplies, and that's where we come across you, Eugene, and Element Windows. For me, what it was is with your frame, there was no subseal. Now, people are thinking, what's a subseal? Mm. It's actually a separate piece that the aluminium frame sits on, and aesthetically, it just doesn't look good internally. You guys don't have to have this.
True. So the subseal does add bulk to the look of the window.
Yep.
Our aluminium frames have drainage within the window frame itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's all incorporated and there's no secondary aluminium required.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. So for people listening, what that means is internally, when you've got your window frame, generally it's a 50 mil frame, picture frame all the way around. So now other companies that need a subseal, instead of having that nice 50 mil frame all the way around at the bottom, you've got to add like another 20 mil or whatever it may be, 30 mil of a subframe. It just doesn't look right internally.
Yeah. And we have flush floors to the base frame as well, the sill of the actual windows. So that wouldn't have been possible for us to achieve. Let's maybe circle back to the start. When I first came to you, I sent you my energy report, my thermal assessment report, and I was mentioning to you earlier, just before we started chatting to you about, there's only a couple of window companies that we have ever worked with in our business who actually focus on the thermal assessment report and achieving the required U values and whatnot to make sure the windows comply with that. And that is pretty darn alarming. So you are very thorough with that and making sure that what you're putting forward is going to achieve that.
It is the first thing that we look at. So when people come to us and send us their plan, the energy report is the very first thing we look at. Seeing what is required to meet the six-star rating is really important to us. A big driver for our company is our passion towards sustainability. That means having window systems that are going to give you really good energy efficiency. It impacts because you're using less energy in the home. You're more comfortable while you're in the home. So for us, having that thermal break, double glaze, compliant window really goes a long way in energy efficiency.
It actually blows my mind to actually think now that there's companies out there that don't take the energy report seriously. And, you know, you mentioned earlier that there has been houses that have, at the end, when they try and go for their final certificate, they've had to take the windows out and replace them to meet that six-star rating.
For sure, that is true. That has happened. And it is worthwhile spending that extra bit of money up front on a window system that is going to give you what you need. And in the long term, it benefits you anyway because the bills are lower over the lifespan of the home.
Yeah.
Think about how often you're replacing your windows. Like, never.
And as a builder, like, you normally get your three quotes for windows and they can vary quite a lot.
That's why.
But this is why, because you have companies that aren't taking it seriously, think that they can install these windows that are non-compliant, but at the end of the day, it's going to cost that client, you know, more money for running their home. And then if the building surveyor picks it up, they're going to have to take those windows out and replace them anyhow.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And I think to offer a bit of context or a bit of understanding, so when we get a set of plans, right, a lot of the time we'll be wanting to get a preliminary quote. So the plans will go out to the window supplier. Can you please quote this project? The window supplier should be saying, have you got your preliminary energy report or your thermal assessment of the home? If you don't, you shouldn't be requesting a preliminary quote because it could vary significantly in cost. So if you're then coming back to the client with a cost expectation, that's going to change considerably once the final thermal assessment is done.
It really does, the energy report really drives what products we're using, what glass we're using, what aluminium frame we're using. Trying to quote windows on a project without that report means that the windows you've quoted may completely be not up to
standard
what's required.
So what could be the difference in the energy report? Is it like the glass thickness? Is it obviously a standard aluminium frame or thermally broken frame? Is it the gas inside that changes? Explain to us what these differences
are. All of those things do contribute. When we get an energy report, we're looking at the values on the report. Different window systems have been tested and we know what the figures that the window system can achieve are. Once we know what's required, we can then go back and say, okay, what frame, what glass, what components are required to meet that rating?
So it's almost like building the window piece by piece.
Yeah,
exactly right.
To get that compliant value.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So I want to have a little bit of a conversation around the process. So a lot of clients wouldn't understand this. They hire a builder. This is the builder's responsibility. So basically, when we say, yep, approved, we want to get Element Windows to do this project, what's the process? And this is a conversation, I guess, for both you and Dan. What happens? What's the general process?
So once we've quoted up a project and the builder wants to engage Element Windows, obviously we've got to look at the things like colours,
mm-hmm.
what colour you go in for. You know, the design of the window itself and the configurations have normally been captured off the plan mm-hmm. in the quotation stage, but there may be alternatives.
Changes?
Yeah. So from that point there, when the openings on site are ready to be measured up, we come out and measure the openings and proceed to make the window to those sizes. We don't have a standard range of sizes, so we make
custom.
Your requirements.
And I think this is a critical point, Eugene, that you guys do. You actually come to site, you measure the exact opening, because let's be honest, when the frame's up, it might be perfectly square, it might be slightly out of level or plumb. So to come on site and make sure that the frame that you're going to build is going to fit into that opening is very critical.
Once the frames have been installed...
Oh, well, you send shop drawings, right? So we get shop drawings to...
So after the first site visit, yeah, we'll get a shop drawing of all the windows.
Yep.
Then it's the builder's responsibility to go to site and just double check that those measurements are correct.
That's right.
And generally they pretty are spot on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Once it's all been approved, the windows go into production and the frames are installed on site. From there, the glass happens as a secondary step in the process.
Yep.
So often these days on the project is really quite big and heavy.
Yeah.
Very heavy. That was a very anxious day. I'm just reflecting on the glass being craned. Was there like a 300 kilo piece or something that we had craned in over the house? Yeah.
Yeah. That was quite a nervous day because we've got a window up in the living room. It's one fixed panel. It's quite heavy. But the crane was obviously on the street level. This is up on the first level. It had to lift over the house and then slowly crane it into position.
Into the internal corner. Courtyard, this then is the get the glass.
But this is the importance with working with the right team because they take the stress away from the builder and the clients.
Yep.
And I knew that the right crane had come to site and the guys there, they were very careful. Mm. They had all their ropes to make sure the glass wasn't swinging around, wasn't going to get scratched.
I mean, still stressed.
But and the lift happened within probably 10 minutes and the glass was in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do that on a regular basis and it's something that we are good at.
Eugene, one of the other things that I was very drawn to Element about was the fact that your windows are locally made. So made in Australia, cuts down the lead time, really hammers home that sustainability element as well because, you know, you don't have international freight to deal with and timelines to deal with. So that was a big draw card for us.
True. So all of our aluminium is extruded locally, all the powder coating is done locally, and all the glass is sourced locally as well as the hardware.
I think an important thing about that is all being local, to me, says quality.
Yeah.
That's the thing as a builder and as a client, paying client, that I like. I know it's going to last the test of times.
Absolutely.
And as I said earlier, you know, this can be the biggest investment that you make into your home. And for us, it was the single biggest investment that we made, but it was also just not even a consideration to not do.
But it's the most important part of our home because we wanted to bring so much natural light into the house that these windows had to be perfect.
Yeah, they did. And they had to be compliant. They had to make sure that, you know, you could sit in a room and not feel cold.
These days, people do have very big windows and sliding doors and having the right product that can do that is really important.
Yeah. And at the time, I feel like it was just a relatively new product that came out that was the minimal sliding frame. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
So the minimal sliding frame, it looked different from the other sliding doors on the market. When you look at it face on, the aluminium components are quite thin in comparison to a lot of other sliding doors.
Yeah. Where they cross over, that centre mullion
at
or that
intersection,
edge mullion.
Correct. Yeah. So most sliding doors try to get their strength by having big, bulky aluminium sections.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly.
Ours have like a blade or fin that goes from inside to outside.
Yeah.
Face on, it's quite minimal, but it actually is a lot stronger against the wind pressure.
Yeah,
it allows it to go really big, really high. And the hardware that we use and the tracking system we use means that we can handle heavier weight than most other sliding doors can.
And that's an important factor, Eugene, because we do have big sliding doors and they do open and close quite smoothly. And, you know, you're not going to get that with most other companies.
I think the message here is invest in the things that you're not going to change. We're not replacing these windows.
Exactly right.
It's about education out there for the potential clients, because if you go the cheapest quote, it's not going to comply generally to the energy rating, and it's not going to last the test of times.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you more money in the long run through, you know, energy efficiency. And I don't know if their frames may end up fading. I don't know.
Yeah. I think spend the most that you possibly can afford.
The windows are such an important component in the build.
Yeah.
And having the right system in place is really going to go a long way. Also helping you to retrieve the design of your home, you know, having the natural light come in.
Yeah.
If you've got views, having the product that let you take advantage of that.
Yes. You're right. And we've got so many different vistas in our home, and we've got windows that look through windows, through windows, through windows, to take advantage of those views as well out to the landscape. So hugely important thing for us. And I feel that we've definitely nailed that within the home. And it's been an absolute pleasure to work with you. Eugene, one thing that we are threading through each particular episode is the sustainability element, and you have spoken a little bit about that, but I just wanted to reiterate that, what the sustainability outcome has been for the Blairgowrie project, and anything else that you might be doing, I guess, as a business around that.
For Element Windows, with your project, you obviously had the big windows that you were after, which led to requiring more energy efficient windows. We do have the right products for that, using the thermally break and using the sliding doors and casements that can retrieve the sizes you were after.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it all with locally sourced products that would be super energy efficient, that is going to have a really big impact over the lifespan of the home and reduce the energy consumption that your home has.
Yes, yes, because let's face it, energy bills are not getting any cheaper.
They're going up 50% next year from what I'm hearing. So yeah. If you are looking at building, please pick the right window company.
Exactly.
Mm. Has Element got anything to help out with steel frame windows?
We do. So Element, apart from having thermally broken aluminium windows, we offer thermally broken steel windows as well as brass windows.
Wow. That's amazing, because typically I think steel windows or steel frames just don't comply at all.
That's true. So they're not that great from a couple of different perspectives, one being the energy efficiency. And the second thing being that a lot of manufactured steel frames are still made with angles.
Yeah.
They also have a cold rolled steel profile. So we are able to put all of the correct rubbers and gaskets, all that kind of stuff in there, so the window performs not only from an energy efficiency point of view, but from a physical point of view in regard to, you know, blocking out your wind, blocking out the water and the noise, and being a really well-made product.
And actually beautiful. And in the original design that we had, or one of the original designs, actually every previous design that we had for this property, we had a set or at least one or two sets of steel doors in the home. Originally, we had a wine cellar in the ground level, and we had a steel
frame
door and window to there. And then we had another steel dividing door upstairs, and they were originally in these particular frames. Beautiful, seamless frame. I think the appeal for people who opt for steel frames is definitely the minimalist aesthetic. They are beautiful. You can't deny that. So being able to use that, but also on an external door or window, being able to use that and know that you're still achieving compliance. And that it's actually going to function well for you.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Oh, always learning. Always learning. We're at that point again in the podcast. So we're going to talk about what makes the house a home. So obviously this week we are going to focus on the windows.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a lot of areas in the house that actually every single room has a billion windows. So
we're both going to want the same one, I reckon.
Oh, I don't know. I want you to dig deep here. Give me what you got.
There's one window in the home that just trumps every other window.
Okay.
It is the sunken lounge window that looks over the front yard. And why I love this window so much, it is so grand, it's so big.
Yeah.
But when you're standing in the sunken lounge, because of the recessed palmet we have, it just feels like that glass just keeps going all the way up to the sky.
Yeah.
And it was such a really good architectural feature that, you
know. Did you poo-poo that feature very early on?
Did I?
I don't know. No, I didn't. Are you sure?
No, I didn't. You wanted that detail in another room.
In bedroom 4.
Yeah, and it didn't work with the structure, so that's why.
You forgot.
But a good point about the details, because there's a lot of detail going around this window.
So much, yeah.
We've got the, you know, the joinery that works as the palmet there. Mm-hmm. We've got the cabinetry that works to the right side. Mm-hmm. We've got the timber ceiling panelling, and everything had to line up in one line. And, you know, a lot of thought went into
the
this.
The window furnishings that recess behind that joinery, the Marmarino wall that butts in flush to the joinery surround.
It is such a pinnacle part of the home.
There's a lot of detail.
Space, and I love that. And that window is the main feature of it.
As a builder and for someone who's passionate about building, I think you can really appreciate that space. It's been executed so well as a whole, and everyone who steps into that room is like, wow, this is the space in the home.
Yeah, I think people that have an eye for detail can see that everything has lines and everything meets at the right point.
Mm.
And it's not just around that window. It's also at the step that lines up with the bricks that, which then line up with the joinery doors, and everything just flows so well down there.
Yeah, so for those listening who have no idea what we're talking about, get on over and watch the web series, because all of these little details are shown for you. Now, I'm actually not going to say the sunken lounge window.
You were going to, though, and I took it.
No, I was going to say I love the window at the top of the stairs, so the landing.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's a really beautiful spot in the home, because when we actually shot the home, shot the photography of the house, we do have a photo in the backyard or in the back section of the home looking through that window to then the window beyond it and out into the street.
Mm.
Yeah. And coming up those stairs, and now that the central courtyard garden has matured significantly as well, you don't feel like you've walked into the home, like, because you're automatically connected to the outside again through that window.
Mm.
So that, I think, is a very special spot for me. And we've also got an incredible piece of art hanging in that area, which is juxtaposed against the natural landscape really well. It's a very sharp geometric artwork, so it is completely different to, you know, the calmness and the beauty and the coastal vibe happening outside. So I really, really love that little section of the home.
And that's really good to point out, because it's just a landing, or it could have been just a landing that you don't really think about. But because that window is there, your eye is drawn to that sort of central courtyard going on to the olive tree.
Yeah.
But that space also doubles up as a good photo booth area when you have a party.
It does. And it's also a good spot to have a Christmas tree.
Did we have a Christmas tree there?
Yeah, we had tree there last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Perfect. It's multifunctional space. Basically
spot.
The multi-purpose room of the house.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that brings us to the end of episode 5. Such a pleasure having our wonderful guests in today. I always learn so much every time we talk to them. Join us next time on the pod for episode 6, All Manner of Things. Don't forget to check out the links in the show notes and get yourself up to speed on the web series so far.
See you next time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.